This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of America is our country, and we have a country full of friends. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. At the urging of some of his donors, Donald Trump called Condoleezza Rice to see if she wanted to be his running mate. Surprisingly, she said no. And so now it's back to these three guys, only one of which have any value in my mind. But I think I said this earlier, and this is the only comment I'm going to make on this. If Trump were really smart, he would find a woman, senator, somebody from business, somehow or other, someone who could articulate some positive messages to women, because otherwise he's going to have three women voting for him, and one of them is on this program.
That's right.
About it.
No, but you know what? I think women have already there are not a lot of women who are up in the air as far as who they're going to vote for at this point. Right. I don't think a vice presidential pick actually makes it. I mean, for me right now, both Hillary and Donald Trump can only be damaged by the choices that they make. I don't think anyone can pick anyone who's going to catapult them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're both, people know what they're about so much because they have such a strong brand. And both the Clinton and the Trump brand are very strong. That the only thing that could happen is if they pick like a Sarah Palin type that actually then ends up damaging you.
Ah, what a great idea.
Not that I just like Sarah Palin, because I think she has a lot of value. But like that, John McCain blames his loss on Sarah Palin. I don't know that that's fair, but he said he was damaged by her, and that's the only.
He wasn't helped by her. Let's put it that way. But he wasn't helped by himself either. So that kind of is why that washed away. Newt Gingrich is the only one of these people that I find acceptable. So we'll see what happens. Speaking of what's acceptable, the number of veterans' suicides, the rate of veterans' suicide, dropping somewhat. Figures still point, though, to a very serious problem that requires aggressive measures. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs found that about 20 veterans dying by suicide every single day.
That's just appalling.
It's not acceptable. None of them. They shouldn't. It is so over the top. And this is what, you know, good things to say and bad things to say about all politicians, but using soldiers as backdrops for their campaign is garbage.
Unless you're really serious about helping them. I mean, it's...
And these guys haven't been serious about helping them. Neither the current nor the past administration, especially the veterans who are my age, men and women, they are at risk. And the Veterans Administration, in some places, is doing a superb job. But more often than not, the situation is just as bad, if not worse, than it used to be. And this is back to my daughter and I had a conversation the other day about the administration and what's good and what isn't. And I brought these sorts of things up. Because these are the sort of things that trouble me. They don't trouble her. Because she's of a different mindset, she's a different age, and that's okay. We all have a different perspective. Jennifer looks at things differently than I do. She looks at things differently than Victoria does or Kara, and all of us are different, so we all are entitled to our opinions based on fact or feelings, whichever it is. I just find this to be a hot button.
And if you guys could work on that, by the way, I'd appreciate it.
Which is that?
Looking at things my way.
Oh,
yes, come on!
But in fairness, I mean, I and this probably is an age thing, but I never really thought about anything related to the veterans until I started getting more involved with rescue dogs, and then rescue dogs have led me to awareness about veterans with traumatic brain injury and PTSD and things like that. So I kind of found this. I don't want to call it a cause. cause because I hate saying things like that. But I found this issue through a very unusual route.
Like a path, yeah.
Yeah, but now that I'm aware of it, it's something that I do think about all the time, and there are so many, and I've done some research on it, and there are some great organizations out there that are making a real impact, but you're right, Doug, it needs to be on a much greater level and on an administration level, for sure. Yeah. They need help. Yeah.
They really do. It's despicable the way some of this stuff has been handled, frankly. All right, a little lighter information for us to chew on in the people department. Jennifer Aniston. This is actually, I don't know if I find this amusing or I find it annoying. I think maybe I find it a little of both, because Jennifer Aniston, all the speculation, the headlines on the TMZ sites of the world, are you pregnant or not?
Oh, this poor girl cannot get away from it.
Yeah, and everybody always thinks, you know, is she getting married? Is she getting married? Is she getting married? Okay, now she's married. Is she pregnant? Is she pregnant? Is she pregnant?
Why?
The poor woman eats a sandwich, and they've got her convicted of being pregnant. I mean, truthfully, this has to hurt. I mean, more on just, I know the inclination is just to go how stupid the tabloid media is, but this kind of might hurt her feelings, because... You know, she of all the stars in Hollywood, she is one that is really judged for not having kids. I mean, for what's the dialogue been for 10 years probably?
Yeah.
When is Jennifer Aniston going to get pregnant? Why isn't she pregnant? When is she going to get pregnant?
Why
isn't she wants
your
to
business?
Have babies.
Yeah.
And they're valuing her as, you know, as a baby pusher.
Who's
instead
they?
Of the media, society,
the tabloid
culture,
media, yeah.
The tabloids, whoever is doing it is always on her about having a baby. We don't know her story. Maybe she can't. Maybe this is something that's really personal to her. I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm making too much of
no,
it.
No, but I think you're right.
As someone who's getting into to be in their later 30s and doesn't have a kid yet and would like one someday, the pressure is intense, and I would die, I think, having scrutiny of somebody going every day, when are you going to get pregnant? Are you pregnant? It would drive me insane. I can't imagine. That's a really painful thing for a woman, and they need to leave her alone.
And if she does have a medical issue, why should she be backed into a corner to have to talk about it?
Right.
It's no one's business.
Then leave her alone.
The average person wouldn't be finding themselves in that situation,
no.
So why should she?
Yep.
In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us with an update on some of the important medical news this week for your consideration right here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 15 past the hour. Time for our weekly visit here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an update on some of the important medical news of the week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beets. Super Beets is the way for you to bring those dietary nitrates to your system. They convert to nitric oxide in your body, open up your veins so that the blood gets to your brains, to your muscles, to every area of your body. One of the reasons that Ken supports this as a cardiologist is because he sees the results. People who have high blood pressure go on to Super Beets. Blood pressure comes right down and is maintained in the healthy position that you want it to be. So if you have not gotten onto the bandwagon yet, if you're not using Super Beets, here's what you do. You call 800-655-4183 and order a 3-month supply, maybe 4-month supply, and then you get a 30-day supply in addition to that free. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. You can go to either DougLikesBeets.com or call and have a conversation with somebody who can answer any of your questions. I certainly can't tell you everything about this, but I can intrigue you with the information. That's why I suggest you call 800-655-4183 to get your blood pressure in line and to take care of your body. Here to take care of your body and your mind, all of it together. Report on some of the important medical info published in the journals this week. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the Lancet article on women having more problems with being heavy. Was it last week we talked about the average woman now weighs 166 pounds, the average man weighs 192, which is up 30 pounds in the last 40 years?
Well, I don't think I discussed that with you, but you may have.
Yeah,
on Lancet this week, we learned that obesity is nearly 3 times more deadly for men, Doug, than it is for women. Obesity is second only to smoking as a cause of premature death in America. Why obese men are at greater risk for premature death than women is not clear. But as you know, I've told you for decades that I have never met an obese 90-year-old man.
Nope. Yeah, even 80. Think about how many heavy people you've seen in their 80s. You don't see many.
I've met some women, but few men. But never an obese 90-year-old guy.
All right, next, your friends and mine at the FDA have approved a new drug if you have dry eye. Maybe we can sing a chorus of How Dry I Am. Has put new meaning to that. What do they have? What are these geniuses at the FDA approving?
Well, this is... Don't be so hard on the FDA. Bob Califf, who was my cardiology professor when I was an intern and resident at Duke, is currently the head. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Give him a chance. Right. Bob Califf, the new head of the FDA. The FDA has approved the first of a new class of medications against dry eyes. It's called Xiidra. Rarely do we get new classes of drugs. Usually we get lookalikes. They're just another similar drug in the family. But this is a brand new class. Eye drops are a newly developed type of drug. It's called an LFA-1 agonist. Normal tear production is needed for clear vision and eye health. This approval will provide a new treatment option for patients with dry eyes, and it's a very...
What does dry eye lead to? What's the problem with having dry eyes?
Well, initially it's very uncomfortable, and then after time it can just damage the eyes because you're not making enough tears.
Really? All right. You're a cardiologist. There's a report in Circulation this week about the various risks coming from certain drugs that had been used in the past. Were those all listed in this publication?
Well, this is over 100 drugs that pose risks for heart failure patients, and there's 5 million patients in America that have heart failure, and more than 100 drugs and supplements, including common medications bought over the counter, may pose a danger to people with heart failure or at risk of heart failure. The three most common groups are nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, both over-the-counter, like ibuprofen and naproxen, and prescription drugs, drugs that have a lot of sodium, and over-the-counter drugs that end in D. These are for decongestants. Simply stated, if you have heart failure, if you put any pill or capsule in your body, prescribed or over-the-counter, talk to your doctor or pharmacist first.
All right.
So heart failure, heart conditions, that sort of thing. That's why Dr. Ken, as a cardiologist, recommends you get on to Super Beats. Again, the number to check out the opportunity. If you haven't signed up for Super Beats, you ought to be doing it right now. 800-655-4183. Get a free one-month supply when you call 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Time for a throwback Thursday music. And I'm suggesting that maybe some of these we consider throw out Thursday music.
No way. Perhaps
starting
you know
with
sipping
soup, gin and juice. All right, so this is number five in the top five song list from this week in 1994. As you go back to this week. And all right, Jen, what do you remember? We all know, when we were talking about Snoop Dogg yesterday, because he was on Family Feud.
Yeah, he was on the Feud and the Pyramid. This is so crazy. I don't know why ABC's running him out on the game show circuit, but it just shows you how long his career is. I mean, think about it. You know, he's been around a while, and this was when he was first getting really famous.
So does he smoke up as much as Willie Nelson does?
Oh, yeah. Faux show. Yeah.
So what would it be like if the two of them were in a studio together?
Did they do a song together? Yeah.
Really? Huh.
God help you if you're a musician. Good luck.
Yeah, I want to.
There's a Toby Keith song saying that says, "I'll never smoke weed with Willie again because you just get way too sick."
Yeah. All right, number four on this list, top five songs this week in 1994, Janet Jackson's "Again."
I miss Janet's voice.
I do too.
Sounds like it's from a bad movie.
You could actually hear it too. It was from a movie.
Was it?
It was.
Was it a bad movie?
It was from. She was in the movie. She had her braids. She had on a big old hat. I hate when I can see the.
Did she have on that bra that came off when she was at the Super Bowl?
Oh, Poetic Justice? Yeah. Poetic Justice, yeah. Thank you.
I never saw that, but okay.
All right, let's get to something that I might like. Number three from this week in 1994 belonged to the Ace of Base. Don't
Turn Around. Crank this up, will you, Kara? This is actually decent music. Yeah, it's two songs you hit there.
Oh, my gosh.
My least favorite of the three.
You're the only one who thinks that Ace
is
a
Janet
Jackson. This is music. Yeah, exactly.
Last time I checked, it was the Doug. Never mind.
This song is so overplayed. Remember how, oh, my gosh, it was everywhere.
Yeah. But it has an interesting flavor to it, don't you think?
This is like new ABBA, and I think you like ABBA, so this is
ABBA
for you.
Yes, yeah. I do like ABBA. Yep, I do. All right, number two this week in 1994 belonged to Beck.
We're
playing this at the right speed?
Yes.
Yes. This was everywhere.
Good God.
You never heard this?
No.
It was a big hit. Really annoying.
I think all of 1994 was annoying.
All right, let's see. Number one song this week in 1994 belonged to Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories.
Now this is good.
Yeah, that's a good pop song. I like it. Crank this up, will you, Kara? Lover is crying because the other won't stay. The only really decent one in here, though, is Ace of Base. For my taste. So I'm just giving you my taste. You guys like the other stuff? I like Ace of Base.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Thank you. All right. We got a minute. Here, Blake Shelton. What do you have, Kara, for Blake Shelton music? Anything handy by? Go ahead and break. Blake was on Twitter yesterday shutting down some rumors that Gwen Stefani launched her tour to an empty stadium. They were in the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and they were giving out free tickets because they weren't. Well, that's what Perez Hilton said. How many of you believe him? He was trying to support her, so he got one of those food trucks after the thing was all over. And they had a good time with some Massachusetts lobster. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, coenzyme, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business, and you...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Schillen.
Victoria Keelan.
Why did I do that?
Same
forget
person.
The last names.
It's
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. That's it. End of story.
There you go.
All right, here's the beginning of a different story. A 9-year-old girl in Indiana finding an abandoned infant this week in her family's backyard.
Her name is Alyssa Laub. She found this baby. She actually said she first thought the baby was a pig. She lives on a farm. Piglets, you know, sometimes escape from their mother. It freaked me out, she said. She screamed for her mother. And then she went, my God, mother says, it's a baby. The baby was less than a day old. Mm. Still had the umbilical cord attached to it. What kind of people do this sort of thing?
What happens?
And then when you
I mean, you have to be so scared to do this. I mean, ugh.
But you know,
and
the other side of it is.
Whatever state they're in, I forget what state they were in. Was it Indiana?
Indiana, yeah.
They have, Indiana is one of those states where you can, without any
drop a baby somewhere.
Yeah.
A hospital, not out the backyard.
Or a fire station or whatever.
Yeah. They have drop boxes or whatever, which sounds crazy, but, you know.
Like returning a video in Blockbuster.
The baby is suffering from sun exposure, that, but expect to be okay. So here's the spiritual side to this. If you don't believe in guardian angels, then take a second gander at this. Baby born, mother doesn't keep it, she still has the umbilical cord and some of the placenta around her, hasn't had any nourishment, no treatment, no care, nothing, just sits in a box, or in this instance, a little baskets. And she's okay. So, I mean, we think about it now, and everybody thinks they have to go to the hospital, be born in the hospital, got to be safe in the hospital. Up to 100 years ago, everybody was born at home, or wherever you were. And they didn't have vaccines, and they didn't have all kinds of other stuff.
But they also died when they were, like, 20, so...
Well, no, that's not true.
This, I mean, it's a good idea to go to a hospital.
The life expectancy was not long, yeah.
It is a good idea to go to a hospital.
And have a midwife at home if you're going to do that.
Or a doula, or whatever people are into if you're a hippie.
Because so often you have these girls that are 16 years old that think, oh, gosh, I'm going to have my baby in a bathroom and then dump it someplace. I mean, I guarantee you this is probably the result of either someone with a drug issue or who is
100%
young.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of experiments, ABC Television last night had an experiment that I thought was quite worthwhile. Hopefully some of you have seen it or you've heard about the video, the discussion between a black family and a white family. The cameras went to these two families. They only live a couple of miles apart in Philly. The fathers are at home and involved. They have young sons. And both of the sons are going into the seventh grade. And then, after all of that, they're middle-class people. Families are solid, married. Both parents and both families are college-educated. But then the interviewer started talking to them about their attitude toward race. When asked how often he thinks about being a white man, Father Daniel Kay said, I really don't. When the other father, Solomon Jones Sr., was asked how often he thought about race, he said, every day. So there's a sort of maybe starkness to this. And because of what went on this week in Dallas, I mean, this is no brainer to figure out why they wanted to do this. I just thought it was sort of interesting that they would take this perspective and have these people talk to each other. If you watch some of this video, you see that it's pretty stark, it's pretty dramatic, it's pretty much okay. The kids were talking out loud about what would happen if this had happened to my father. The white man playing the role of a policeman, black man playing the role of one of the black people that have been killed in this past week or month or year. Then they were asked what the word police meant to them. And they were asked what hoodie meant to them. That's a play on the Trayvon Martin thing. But there, it was all about symbols and how much different ethnically people who are white versus people who are black look upon some of this stuff. So anyway, there was a panel discussion after it, a pretty diverse group of people from various parts of the country, police officers. There was a Muslim. There was a lawyer. interracial couple from Salt Lake City, where I am.
More stuff like that should be on TV.
I think you're right.
People having these dialogues. People are too afraid. I mean, I ride the New York City subway all the time. Every walk of life is there. And I often think, you know what, if any of us really had the nerve to just walk up to someone and say, you know, to someone who looks different, or to someone who's wearing a headdress, or if to someone who's a Hasidic Jew, you know, and just walk up and ask genuine questions the way little children would.
What is it about?
Yeah. What is that about? But people are too afraid by the time you hit adulthood. Children do it all the time.
Yeah, children are unabashed. They don't have any filters.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to be learned from that, frankly.
Absolutely.
One of these people in the group, in the panel, his brother was a policeman, and at the age of 23, he was chasing a robbery suspect, and he got killed by the robber. And this kind of stuff happens in New York and Los Angeles and other cities. Chicago, good God, it happens all the time. The guy who did the shooting was Spanish. See, one of the things that happens here that I also find troubling in this whole discussion of race, it's always black and white.
Right.
It isn't ever black and white, but you know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, what happens to the Hispanics who are in greater numbers where I live?
Wow.
For sure.
And they're a bigger problem. In Los Angeles, they certainly are. A much bigger problem, and in some other large cities as well. Much of what's going on, you see, we tend to, I don't know whether we're taking our lead from the news media or how we're pursuing this, but the real bottom line here, for me anyway, is that we're so focused on our differences. Most of the black people that are having a problem and white people having a problem are legal American citizens. Most of the people that are being ignored in this discussion, and it's improper to ignore them, are people who are causing problems. And I'm not saying all Hispanics that cause problems are illegals, but there are too many of them who are illegal that are in this country, that are driving drunk and killing people every night of the week in Los Angeles County. It happens in Chicago way too often. I don't know what the stats are in New York.
Well, I can give them to you. The Chicago numbers right now, this is sickening to me. Mm-hmm. And the fact that more attention isn't paid to, and this is a place that has extreme gun control in Chicago. So far this year, 2,100 deaths.
Yeah.
Murders. 2,100. That's 700 more than last year at this time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. 2,100 lives. More than New York and L.A. combined.
Whose life matters and what lives matter, I think, is of paramount importance to us, and that conversation needs to continue. However, our conversation will continue with a different focus, summertime and how to keep yourself looking your best. Jennifer, Victoria, not that this is for you because you look your best all the time. We'll have a beauty and style expert named Jen Falick joining us in a moment here.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products that help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Know-how! Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
44 past the hour. The ladies and I are pleased to have with us Jen Falick, who is a beauty expert. The scoop on the latest beauty buys to keep you looking hot in the heat. I don't know whether I have credibility, Jen. There's two Jens. Jen Falick and Jennifer Warren say hi to each other.
Hello.
How much, how much credibility I have. Both of the ladies who are here with me are beautiful ladies. But I think we can all, if we're good looking or not, we can still look better. And I think that's the idea here, right?
So much we can take, as you know, take better care of ourselves. It's easy to kind of, you know, get caught up in summer, be low maintenance. That's great, but you also need to protect yourself and take care of your skin. So there's some great innovations to help you do that this summer. The first comes from a brand called La Roche-Posay, and it's called My UV Patch, and it's the first ever stretchable skin sensor that's designed to monitor both UVA and UVB exposure, so that consumers can educate themselves about sun protection. It's this ultra thin, transparent adhesive. It's like the thickness of a human hair fiber, and once it's exposed to UV rays, it starts to change colors so that you know the various levels of sun exposure. And then you can scan the patch to a mobile app called My UV Patch, and you'll get alerts when the level of sun exposure might be a little bit too high. So you can wear the patch for up to 3 days. Yeah, it's so cool, right? And you can swim with the patch, play sports, shower, and it's free when you buy an Anthelios product on the La Roche-Posay website or via Key Physicians. So, you know, they have the best sunscreens anyway, so it's great to check out. They've got one called the Anthelios 60 Melt-In Sunscreen Milk, and it's the only one to receive a perfect score in a recent national sunscreen test.
Did you say it was a sunscreen? Let me get a clarification. Did you call it a sunscreen milk? Is that what you said?
It's a sunscreen milk. It actually refers to the texture of the product. It melts right into the skin.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. All right, what are you? Go ahead. Sorry, Jen.
Yeah, something else that's great to do in the summer, important not to forget to exfoliate. So L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Bright Reveal Brightening Peel Pads are a great option to gently exfoliate dead skin cells and help renew the skin's surface layer. It's made with 10% glycolic complex, so they help to correct skin tone and texture, and you'll end up with fresher-looking skin, and over time it'll reduce the look of wrinkles. So that's another great summer buy to bring with you, you know, especially when you travel. They're perfect for traveling. And in summer, everyone needs a good deodorant. So if you're looking for 48 hours of odor and wetness protection plus skincare benefits, Dove has a great formula. It's got Nutria Moisture in it, so that not only gives you softer, smoother underarms, but because 2 out of 3 women experience some kind of underarm issue beyond basic odor and wetness, it could be irritation, skin tone, red marks, dry skin. Dove Advanced Care is a great way to alleviate the issues, and it's got 15 different fragrances to choose from, so you can pick whatever suits your fancy on any given day. And another thing we really have to be careful with in the summer is paying attention to our eyes. We're out and about in the sun, socializing. So one of the best kept secrets in beauty is Dickinson's Original Witch Hazel Deep Puffing Eye Gel.
God, I remember that. It's a really kid.
It's great. It's gentle. It's got caffeine in there to help with deep puffing. Witch hazel, cucumber, aloe. It wakes up tired eyes, and it's non-drying, so it cools, soothes, and smooths the delicate under eye area. Something that's very cool that they're doing, actually, is, you know, witch hazel is a unique plant that flowers in the winter. So the Dickinson's is a national skincare partner of Keep America Beautiful, and it's donating witch hazel plants to communities to provide pollinators with food to nourish baby bees all year round.
Nice.
All right. So is there an age factor here? Does some of this stuff work better on you depending on your age? And I would ask again whether you both, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Killen, do you find you using different products than, let's say, your mothers might be using?
Maybe when it comes to moisturizer.
Yes, moisturizer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, otherwise it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
It is. All right, so Jen Fallick, yeah, how does that all fit? When you're talking about these things, are they pretty universally, all the things you've been talking about, are they pretty universal in terms of age? It works for people of all ages, doesn't make any difference, or maybe even ethnicity, because skin tones and things are different for summer care, aren't they?
All of these products work for all ages, all skin tones, you know, whatever it may be able to take care of your skin and protect it from the sun. Nobody's immune to that. Brightening your skin with an exfoliating, you know, glycolic complex is great no matter your age or your skin tone. Deodorant, universal need, men, women alike. And depuffing eyes, especially late summer nights or, you know, you're out in the sand and the surf, something that everybody can use because we all want to look fresh-faced and be able to leave the house with as little makeup on and you know, as little baggage as possible.
All right. So the brands, again, to keep in mind are mostly L'Oreal brands, if I get correctly how this fits together, right?
The Roche-Posay, L'Oreal,
L'Oreal Paris, Dove, and Dickinson's.
All right. Jen Fallick, thank you for joining us here. All right, good day. It's 10 before the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, 53 past the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with the lovely and talented Chuck Curry, who is our movie man. And surprising, I'm sure, for all of you to hear Ghostbusters, because nobody else has heard the theme from Ghostbusters this week, this month, this year, anyplace else. This is another one of those things that makes this program, Chucker, so unique. We're
exactly
on top of the fact that there's a Ghostbusters movie. That's going to be, what, is it tomorrow night that it opens? Or tonight?
Actually, tonight. I mean, all major theatrical films now open on Thursday nights. I'm going to bring my daughter, who's 10 years old, tonight at 7. I'll let you know what I think tomorrow. So my opinion will be the definitive opinion on the film.
Of course it will. It's always the definitive opinion on everything. All right, what about Ray Parker Jr.? What does he think about the Ghostbusters, the women's Ghostbusters movie out?
Well, I asked him, I think there's a new theme song to it. He wouldn't make a comment on it. The new theme song, I think Macy Gray sang it, it's not nearly comparable to what he did in 84. But I think one of the reasons the movie in 84 was so popular is because not only was that song, Who Are You Gonna Call Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. was so good on radio, but that was the height of the MTV craze where they actually aired videos, and that video to Ghostbusters featuring the
cast of Bill Murray, Aykroyd, Ramis, and Ernie Hudson was a great video and really helped propel the marketing of the original film back in 1984.
Really?
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. And I'll give you another example how good movies were in 1984, because I've always said 84 is the best year ever for genre movies. Ghostbusters and Gremlins opened on the same day, and the week before, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom opened. So you had a choice of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Ghostbusters, and Gremlins at your local theater. That's way better than the choices we have today, I can tell you
that.
That's
for sure. All right, we'll talk about some of those choices and some movie news coming up next here.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love, because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target, so you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, has been watching movies since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. He doesn't always use good judgment when he goes to movies, but it's okay because we enjoy his take on some of these non-traditional items, some of these movies that only three people see, you know, that kind of stuff, because it helps us to broaden
up. You've been sheltered too long, Doug.
Yes, that could be it too, Chucker. All right, what do you have?
Traditional,
what kind of movie news? What's good news from the movie world today?
Here we go. The Weinstein Company has pushed back its theatrical release date of its movie The Founder to the award-friendly release date of December 16th. Michael Keaton stars in that film as Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. Obviously, the movie has to be good for them to target a late December release. You know, good for Michael Keaton, one of my favorite actors, who's really had a career resurrection over the last couple of years with Birdman. He was nominated for an Oscar. He was terrific in the movie Spotlight last year. I thought that was the year's best film. And he signed on to play the villain in the upcoming Spider-Man, and then he has this movie coming out. So Michael Keaton, who I always thought, Doug, should have been on par in terms of career relevance with Tom Hanks, I think is finally getting his due once again. What do you think of that?
I think that's a very appropriate. I think he's very talented. I remember sitting next to him in a plane from LA to Boston once and thinking, man, this guy's very, very quiet. I mean, everybody knew who he was. He had sunglasses on. He stayed to himself. Nobody really bothered him, as is the case it ought to be, or leave people alone just because they're actors and they're well-known. Leave them alone. But he was almost to the point of being painfully shy.
Really? How do you look at a person?
Yeah, everybody else get out of the plane first, you know, that kind of stuff. What do you think of Jennifer Esposito being the newest member of the NCIS squad?
Good for her. I mean, she's obviously popular on TV, and that's why they cast her.
I never understood why she left Blue Bloods in the first place. Did you?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.